Microsoft today formally introduces Windows XP. It's the company's newest operating system. Microsoft says the program will make it easier for computer users to manage online music or digital photographs. Critics warn Microsoft once again is using its operating system to muscle into new businesses. The new software is likely to provide a modest boost for the struggling PC industry. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
There are no long lines of customers waiting in the middle of the night to buy XP, as there were when Windows 95 came out, but Microsoft still hopes to generate some excitement for its new operating system, with a gala unveiling today in New York's Times Square and a $250 million marketing campaign featuring pop star Madonna. Style and stardom aren't XP's biggest appeal, however, stability is. Microsoft's Jim Cullinan says it's the most dependable and reliable operating system the company has ever developed.
This is the number one issue that our customers had. We just want our PC to run. We don't want it to crash. People now will have the benefits of that rock-solid stability. You're just going to be able to run your machine, and we think people are going to be really pleased with that.
But XP, short for experience, is more than just an operating system. Microsoft has integrated a variety of features to help consumers do things like send instant messages or listen to online music. Those features could make obsolete standalone programs now sold by rival companies. Research analyst Michael Silver of Gartner adds many of the features are designed to steer computer users to Microsoft's own online services or to business partners who pay Microsoft a fee.
It's more than the one-time purchase of Windows. It's more opportunities for Microsoft to get revenue from other services that they don't even provide just by being some sort of a broker in these deals.
For example, a Windows XP user who wants to order prints of a digital photo online will be referred to Microsoft's partners, Fuji by MSN or Shutterfly, but not to Kodak because Kodak hasn't made a deal with Microsoft. A customer could still get to Kodak's online printing service by taking an additional step, but that hardly calms the fears of competitors like Sun Microsystems. Sun Vice President Jonathan Schwartz says this is worse than the behavior that got Microsoft in trouble with the Justice Department 4 years ago. He notes that Microsoft is also encouraging XP users to register for a passport to facilitate online commerce.
The XP is a Trojan horse that Microsoft's using to start collecting personal information from consumers and to start imposing taxes and tolls on the internet when you want to go perform a transaction. So I think this is no longer just about Microsoft being a monopoly in the software business. This is about Microsoft extending that monopoly into a variety of businesses that they've traditionally not been involved in, but now pretty clearly are setting themselves to go dominate.
Microsoft was found guilty last year of violating antitrust law. The Justice Department's case is now in settlement talks. Just how much of an advantage XP gives Microsoft will depend in part on how quickly consumers upgrade to the new operating system. Most new computers will come with the software, but PC sales have been sluggish all year. And analyst Bruce Kasrell of Forrester Research says XP alone isn't going to change that.
Will it create a whole new behavioral pattern with the PC? No. Will it cause people to go out and buy new PCs because they need more memory or a different video card? Very unlikely. I think the importance that Windows XP has in the industry is that it's a very solid upgrade, but it's not a total change to the way PCs are presented to consumers.
Microsoft itself warned last week of slower than expected computer sales in the months ahead. The software company continues to branch out beyond the PC. Next month, Microsoft takes on the $20 billion video game industry with a new offering called the Xbox. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.